The spill first showed up on January 18th as a sheen on the water near the Cannery Pier Hotel on the west end of the city's waterfront. The Coast Guard put out booms and began searching for the source. They found it under an old, unused dock next to the hotel. The dock belongs to the hotel but isn't part of the premises. Hotel owner Robert Jacob purchased the old piers from the Port of Astoria in 1999 and built the luxury hotel. The docks once housed the Union Fishermen's Cooperative Packing Company, a fish processing facility that gave the hotel its name. The Coast Guard held a press conference on Monday afternoon, along with Hotel Marketing Director Donna Quinn, to update the public on the progress of the cleanup. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Andrew Majeski said the salvage operation is proceeding with great caution. He said 9-foot tidal cycles and bad weather have hampered efforts to get at the tank.
One of the challenges with the source being a tank, it's underneath a crumbling pier with large pieces of cement that could endanger any workers we put near it. And that's really been a challenge in terms of addressing the source.
Contractors have brought in heavy equipment, including a crane barge, to help get at the tank and pull it out. Monday, they began pumping out the remaining oil, which they say is bunker fuel, heavy petroleum used to operate cannery boilers. Tank capacity is likely about 10,000 gallons, but they estimate about 2,000 gallons of old fuel may be inside. Majeski said the tank was hidden from view because it was encased inside a concrete bunker, which likely protected it from exposure until now. The sheen has been detected up and down the river for at least 5 miles. So far, the Coast Guard says there's been no environmental damage. They hope to remove the old tank by the end of this week. Quinn said the hotel is open and cooperating fully with the salvage operation.
We are the current owners. However, of course, we had no idea that there was a tank from the old days of the canneries under there. So we're really grateful to be working with the Coast Guard. We're grateful that this is considered a minor spill and that there hasn't been any damage to wildlife. So we are working with everyone to get this taken care of as quickly as possible.
There are remnants of old cannery docks all along the Astoria waterfront. The Coast Guard says they have no way of knowing whether other tanks like this one are lurking unknown below the surface, waiting for rust, bad weather, and tides to take their toll. I'm Joanne Rideout in Astoria.